views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. I've been traveling around the globe sharing life-transforming information and meeting some really cool people, visionaries and speakers and authors and magicians, people who move energy. And it is my pleasure to share this information with all of you. My guest today is someone that I met a couple years ago when I was speaking out at the Spring Festival of Awareness in Naramata. And my guest today is John Theobald. And after receiving a Bachelor of Science degree from York University in Toronto, John spent the following 10 years selling scientific and medical equipment in Western Canada. This exposure to the workings of modern medicine provided insights that motivated him to learn as much as possible about natural, alternative approaches to health and wellness. And by the time John was introduced to the work of Dr. Reiki Gerard Hammer, I hope I pronounced that right. You can correct me later, John, if I haven't. He already had a broad understanding of the many approaches to health and wellness that differ from the conventional view. German New Medicine was the missing piece, the piece of the puzzle that that move John into what he's doing now. He teaches this important paradigm-shifting work full-time now. John, are you there?
I am Colette.
Oh, welcome to The Truth is Funny. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show.
I'm happy. I love it. Good to be talking with you.
Yeah, so, you know, I just wanted to point out to the listeners today that I'm not opening the phone lines. We do love to hear from you, but this is kind of like a special opportunity I wanted to take, and I know, John, you have a lot of information to share in a short period of time, and I feel that the information you share is extremely, you know, it's a little controversial for some people, but it's really cool information to know. So where would you like to begin with it? I'm going to let you start where you feel the best place to go is.
Well, let's kick off with Dr. Hammer's basic finding. I guess he suffered cancer himself back in the 1970s, the late 1970s, after the death of his son, an accidental shooting death. Dr. Hammer was diagnosed with cancer, and at the time he was a practicing medical doctor working in a cancer clinic. And he decided that, or he thought, that there might be a connection between his cancer and the emotional trauma that he experienced with respect to his son's death. So he started working with his patients on this level. He started asking them about the history of their emotional trauma and trying to correlate that with their cancer diagnosis. And he came to the very interesting conclusion, controversial conclusion of the day, and it's still controversial today. He linked specific cancers with specific emotional traumas, and he concluded that cancer is, in actual fact, the body's biological support mechanism in assisting somebody in dealing with emotional trauma. Now, that's a good place. I think that's a good place to start. Where do you want to take it from here?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, so, you know, from your experience, how long have you been working with this?
Well, I started studying it in 2006 in Vancouver, and I've probably been on the road now teaching and lecturing for about 3 years.
Cool. And, you know, so when you, because I attended your lecture out at Spring Festival of Awareness 2 years ago, and it was extremely, I found the information to be extremely powerful because energetically, when you test why would a person have a specific disease or, challenge in their life, it almost never comes up on the physical level. There's always underlying forces, you know, or weaknesses, energetic weaknesses that are emotional and psychological when people present in that way. So what would you, you know, like one thing that I'm seeing a lot of, there's a lot of information right now online about cancer in particular. And, you know, root canals, do you know anything about that part of it? They're saying that root canals are causing a lot of cancer.
One of the interesting things about modern science and modern medicines is that they will look for a physical connection between a symptom or to tie into a symptom so that they'll look for something that you're doing or something that's happened to you and try and correlate that with a disease scenario so that there may very well be a surface correlation between people who've had root canals and developing cancer. But that's very, very superficial, and it doesn't get to the root, if I may use that term, of the issue.
Yeah, because this is what, you know, I mean, if you read any cancer information, there's so many reasons, like one month they're saying, oh, it's because of this, and then the next month it's because of this, and don't eat this, and then do eat this, and so I feel that a lot of that contributes to the fear.
It contributes to tremendous fear and tremendous confusion.
Yeah, and so tell, you know, we're going to be taking a short break in a few minutes here, but we could sort of get into, what do you feel is the underlying cause? I know diagnosis can be, when people are given a diagnosis, that can create a great deal of fear. Do you want to tell us about that?
Well, first of all, I'll say that if you go online, you can find 1,001 different sources that will support both sides of an argument. Root canals cause cancer or don't cause cancer. Coffee causes cancer or prevents cancer. Alcohol causes cancer or prevents cancer. You can create your own scenario and your own belief structure. And Dr. Homer's work, when one gets into it deeply enough, clearly shows that an emotional trauma triggers a cancer, and very specific emotional traumas are associated with very specific cancers. And the proof of his work resides in the brain scan. The concept of a CT scan was first patented in the mid-70s, and he started doing his research in the late 70s. So he was using a new tool that had previously been unavailable to the scientific community or the medical community. And this is the ultimate, accurate, irrevocable, precise confirmation of his work. And that's where we can maybe spin off from after the break.
Sure, absolutely. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today is John Theobald. When we return, we will share more information and shift some more energy.
Join Women of Wisdom and Mankind Project June 28th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the Men and Women of the New Paradigm, Unearthing the Shadow with Kate Montana and William Keepin, with Cynthia Bricks of Gender Reconciliation in Redmond, a day to share with each other what it means to be women and men, fully embracing who we are, respecting the differences, and sharing our common humanity. Register now, call 206-782-3363 or visit womenofwisdom.org.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Join Women of Wisdom and Mankind Project June 28th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the men and women of the new paradigm, Unearthing the Shadow with Kate Montana and William Keepin, with Cynthia Bricks of Gender Reconciliation in Redmond. A day to share with each other what it means to be women and men, fully embracing who we are, respecting the differences, and sharing our common humanity. Register now. Call 206-782-3363 or visit womenofwisdom.org.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, John Theobald. Before we continue, John, can you just share your contact information with our listeners? I just want to remember to do this.
Yes, the best way to get a hold of me is through email, which is john@learninggnm.com. And the website for more information is learninggnm.com.
All right, awesome. And I'm just going to also and let the listeners know that normally I have the phone lines open, but today we aren't. Next week we will have the phone lines open again. Mark Kettenbach will be on, and we'll be clearing more energy in that way. For this show, I want to focus on this really information that's really powerful for people to know. So, John, we were talking about the confirmation of this work by brain scan. Do you want to finish telling us about that?
Absolutely. During the course of Dr. Homer's research, starting in the late 70s and still continuing today, the man is approaching 80 years old and he's still going strong with this work. He made his correlation based on the brain scan. There is a specific lesion that appears in the brain in response to an emotional trauma. And that lesion will appear in the brain at the specific control center for a specific organ involving a specific cancer. So, for example, what Dr. Homer observed was that a situation where you feel that your life is threatened, and we refer to that as a death fright conflict, will trigger a pulmonary lung cancer. So a brain scan will show a very specific lesion in the brainstem at the point where the pulmonary lung tissue is controlled from. And this is very precise, very accurate, and foundation of his work.
Okay, and so we were talking earlier also about diagnosis. When I'm energetically tuning into people who are suffering from like a serious disease, as I said, there's all quite often underlying, just as you're saying, emotional or psychological or psychic, some weakness energetically that sort of triggers the disease, and so, or the acceptance of the disease is how I would better put. Tell me your views on that. What type of emotional traumas can create, did he notice any specific emotional traumas or?
Oh, totally. The research gives you a very, very precise roadmap, and I'll give you another example. Aside from a death fright triggering a lung cancer, in his particular case, he was diagnosed with a testicular cancer personally, and that was the result of his son's death. So what he concluded there was that a loss of child, for example, will trigger in a man a testicular cancer or in a woman an ovarian cancer. And so I could go on for an hour giving specific.
Yeah. Well, so if what can we do about this?
Ah.
That's what we want to focus on. How can we change this for people?
The absolutely most important thing to recognize from this is that this is your body responding in a fashion to assist you in riding through this traumatic situation. So the very, very first thing to understand is what is going on in your body. All cancers follow a very, very specific program over the course of the disease cycle, which modern medicine doesn't understand or recognize. They will misinterpret specific symptoms and treat them out of context. So, as a very, very specific example, if one experiences a trauma such as a medical diagnosis, you have cancer and you're going to die, that your subconscious mind may interpret that as a threat, a death threat, and that will trigger a pulmonary lung cancer in Dr. Homer's work, and tumors will start to grow in the lung tissue. When the conflict has been resolved, when you come to terms with that situation, the body will go to work to remove the cancer tissue because it wants to return to a state of balance and well-being. That's a very, very concise or summarized version of what Dr. Homer observed. All cancers progress in two phases. There's a period of tumor growth and there's a period of tumor removal.
Okay, so when a person is diagnosed, if we have any people that are listening right now that have been diagnosed, and they have this, they can track back to an emotional upset or something that happened, we can actually start the process of resolving the conflict, so that a person can move forward and through the system, through the process of cancer very, very quickly then.
Yes, that should be one of the first steps. With the diagnosis, seek some counseling from somebody who understands this work. And then they can explain to you exactly what's going on, and you can decide better and more effectively what courses of therapy to take.
Yes, because in my work, what I would do is automatically, energetically go, okay, anytime that someone has an accident or, so-called accidents or, a diagnosis like this, I always will, ask, like, what was going on in your life right at that time, right before the accident or right before. And when you start tracking those energetic weaknesses, then you can resolve the conflict. And then basically what you're saying, once the conflict is resolved, the body will start moving towards homeostasis.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so this is really in the average medical establishment now, the way that things are done, they don't usually take into consideration these underlying energetic weaknesses that are happening, or these emotions, or the psychology of it.
Yes, and I will say that that's the official position of modern medicine. Many medical professionals, doctors and nurses, agree with this work. Privately, I have to emphasize that.
Okay.
official medicine absolutely does not support this. Doesn't want to go anywhere near it, and in Europe, violently opposes this. So this is critical to understand. And I also want to maybe emphasize at this point that during my course of studying and teaching this work, I've come to be very compassionate of medical doctors and people in the profession, because they're trapped between a rock and a hard place. In BC and probably most places throughout North America, when a doctor is dealing with cancer, he's in a position where he really has three tools to work with. One is chemo, one is radiation, one is surgery. And if he steps outside of that box, he's potentially in trouble with his governing body. In BC, it's the BC College of Physicians and Surgeons. So he has to pay attention to what they want him to do.
Yes, absolutely. So, but I still feel that this information, although a lot of people's hands are tied to use, it's not uncommon for people who think out of the box to be, ridiculed or, not allowed to or not listened to in society. And,
yeah.
Einstein was so brilliant because he thought outside the box and then used his intuition to find the answers.
Absolutely.
And so this is like very, very cutting edge information that has not been, as you said, accepted by the medical community or the medical institutions. Having said that, it's still very valuable information for people to know. And especially if you're diagnosed, to look at the underlying reasons and clear them. And clear them as quickly as possible so you can move through the process.
Yes.
Quickly. And so, when there's resolution, so what you're saying is your body, the cancer, when people have tumors and there's cancer, it's a response from the body to help a person, to empower them towards health. Explain that to people.
Well, in the case of a loss of a child, in Dr. Homer's case, a testicular cancer and an ovarian cancer is designed to ultimately put the organ into a position where it's producing more hormone. So at the end of the cancer cycle, both the ovaries and the testicles will be producing more of the appropriate hormone to put the individual in a better position to reproduce, to replace the loss, to create a new child, basically.
Okay, so we are moving back towards a break here. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back and make some more Shift Happen with John.
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. but I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Join Women of Wisdom and Mankind Project June 28th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the men and women of the new paradigm, Unearthing the Shadow with Kate Montana and William Keepin, with Cynthia Bricks of Gender Reconciliation in Redmond. A day to share with each other what it means to be women and men, fully embracing who we are, respecting the differences, and sharing our common humanity. Register now. Call 206-782-3363 or visit womenofwisdom.org.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefense@gmail.com.
Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have John Theobald here with me today. Normally, I have callers calling in. Today, I'm just focusing on the information that John is sharing. John, we were just talking about the process of cancer being actually a process to improve health for people or improve situations for people, which is totally, the opposite of what most people would think. So I just wanted to get you to explain a little bit more about why this is important information for people.
Absolutely, Colette. It's critical that an individual understand what's going on in their body and what a cancer program actually means and the course that it's going to take, so that you can have a more intelligent conversation with your doctor. As I mentioned earlier, many doctors understand this work either directly or intuitively, and a lot of them are willing to work with you out of the box, so to speak. But they need to be invited to work with you on this level. As I said, the governing bodies of most medical associations do not want to go anywhere near this. You have chemo, radiation, surgery, that's it. But if you understand what's going on, many doctors will talk with you and work with you in this vein, and you will find that the situation will progress more favorably for you.
So, absolutely, because energetically, and we just strengthen that for anyone listening in, because I'm just picking up a weakness from the collective influence around this, is sure. That, like just people being afraid of, to even talk to their doctors, because there's so much fear attached to this. So I just want to strengthen everybody on an energetic level to be able to look at this from a different angle and let go of the fear to find the creative solutions to move through this really quickly.
This is all about personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. And if you're willing to assume some personal responsibility for your health, the outcome will be more favorable for you. But I want to stress hugely that cancer programs do have symptoms that can have potentially serious consequences. So you need to have a good medical professional on your side when dealing with this, because you may need him, but you want to work on a level that's outside of the conventional box, so to speak.
Yeah, and so what else are you finding about cancer that you've discovered that is kind of not the mainstream view, so to say?
Well, one of the most misunderstood aspects of cancer in the mainstream is the concept of how a cancer metastasizes, how secondary cancers appear in the body. The mainstream will tell you that, or the official story on metastasization, if you look on the internet or talk with somebody who treats cancer, is that cancer cells break off from one tumor and travel through the blood to another organ and lodge and create a secondary tumor. So, and this is the big hammer, if I may use that term, that the medical profession will wield to get you to take treatment, chemo and surgery, as they believe passionately that cancer cells move through the blood and carry cancer from one organ to another in that fashion. Dr. Homer's work clearly shows that secondary cancers arise from secondary emotional traumas.
There we go.
As a consequence, if you understand this, a serious medical diagnosis may have less impact on you.
Absolutely. And something that you were just saying about that right now is, what happens when, people will go into remission and then all of a sudden the tumor returns to the same location? What's going on there?
In many cases, chemo will give the false impression that a cancer has gone into remission. It will force a tumor to go backwards, so to speak, if I may use that term. It will cause a tumor to shrink. But unless you've dealt with the underlying issues, the tumor will return once the chemo is removed.
And so one thing that this came up when I was at your presentation, because, I'm always testing energy and what people are saying. And, I was like, one thing that I wanted to have the opportunity to ask you, and I just didn't get around to it, and it's coming up now, is what about children? Because from my work, quite often when children become ill, a lot of times the underlying energetic weaknesses can be from the ancestors and down the family line and the fears of all that. What does he have to say about that?
Well, the interesting story, or the interesting perspective on that, is if you look at a child, as soon as that, even before that child is born, it's experiencing the emotional environment of the family.
Yes, absolutely.
And as a child grows with that family, those emotional imprints are intensely imprinted on that child. So if you have an intergenerational family, grandparents, parents, grandchildren, children are going to be have a similar psychological profile, if I may use that term.
Okay, cool. That's a good way of explaining it.
And if you have a dysfunctional family environment where physical or emotional or sexual violence is prevalent, you will find those emotional traumas affecting the different generations similarly, because they have a similar emotional or psychological makeup. That makes
sense. And it also is coming up as soon as you said that a lot of this can, it's not like a conscious thing. It's on a subconscious, and it can also be on an unconscious level, it's coming up for me energetically, spiritual experiences and psychic energy, cultural influences, religious experiences. There's just a whole lot of things coming in around that right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
we want to strengthen everybody to that also. I could just feel, you know, as soon as you bring the C word up, it triggers a lot of people. You may have noticed that, John.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of people don't want to talk, you know, they're afraid to talk about it, or they're afraid, so afraid of it. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth Is Funny. And I have John here, and we're talking about creative solutions to for serious disease. We will be right back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back and make some more shift happen for the last segment of our show.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Join Women of Wisdom and Mankind Project June 28th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the Men and Women of the New Paradigm, Unearthing the Shadow with Kate Montana and William Keepin, with Cynthia Bricks of Gender Reconciliation in Redmond. A day to share with each other what it means to be women and men, fully embracing who we are, respecting the differences, and sharing our common humanity. Register now. Call 206-782-3363 or visit womenofwisdom.org.
Hello. My name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is John Theobald, and we are joining forces here to let go of some fear and step into empowering you for creative solutions for your health. John, let's continue with what we were talking about.
Oh, lovely. You sort of finished before the break by enumerating a number of social issues that contribute to our subconscious programming, and that's a huge area that influences whether or not we are going to react to an emotional trauma with something like a cancer program. Our subconscious mind is the controlling factor here. It decides whether or not something is important enough to deal with. And this allows one to explain why certain people get cancer and certain don't in a certain situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the fear, all the fear around this is a huge contributing factor as well. Because most people are terrified when you mention the C word.
So, absolutely.
So if you can shift your attitudes and your belief structure, you can in effect head off a lot of scenarios that might trigger a cancer program in your body.
Absolutely. We talk about this a lot, that, you know, we steer our reality 24/7.
Yes.
And whether you're aware you're steering your reality or not, you still are. And so this empowers people. And you were talking about taking responsibility for your health. And what when people use the word responsibility, for me, a lot of the times that means your ability to respond.
Yes.
And so that is why if the information you're sharing, it's not necessarily viewed by the medical, the mainstream medical community to be this way, but it's it does empower people once they have this information.
Totally. And as I say, in private, many, many doctors will welcome a discussion on this level. That's what I want to emphasize, is you close the doors, you turn off the microphones, and you can talk intelligently with many doctors. But before you refuse their treatment because you don't like it, you better have an alternative to discuss with them, because it's your health is critically important. Our doctors have a lot to offer, but they need our input.
Absolutely. And a lot of people, so we just strengthen that for, you know, people just through the higher self network here. We just want to like eliminate this fear. And so step into a place of empowerment instead, and just strengthening the body, soul, and spirit triad, and making people strong to that, you know, this is just another form of information that you can take in and that you can use to your benefit and use to move out of things. And this isn't what we're talking about is not just exclusive to if you're diagnosed with cancer or tumors. What else are you, you know, what other areas do you find that this information can improve lives for people?
Well, the other critical area where Dr. Homer did some deep research is with the area of heart disease, coronary heart disease, myocardial heart disease. They all have a relationship to emotional trauma as well. And psychological disorders, many people will intuitively agree that psychological issues are the result of emotional trauma. Well, Dr. Homer's work with the brain scan proves this very precisely and very elegantly. The pattern of lesions that manifest in the brain as the result of emotional trauma, as well as triggering cancer and heart disease, will also, in certain combinations, trigger psychological disorders. And the real point that I want people to listen to here is this is the diagnostic tool that modern psychiatry does not have or acknowledge. You know, there's many interviews online of psychiatrists who say that they don't have an accurate diagnostic tool. Well, this is it.
Yay!
This is very powerful.
Yeah, it is. It's extremely powerful because, you know, we want to open our minds up to new ways of dealing with, the process of dis, and I call it dis-ease rather than disease.
Yes.
Because it's really an unease with, with the information coming in is basically what the problem is. And so, you know, everybody that's listening right now, we just want to, my point of having John come on the show was, you know, if you want to just share your website again, so if they want to look into this more fully, where can they find that information on your site? Just share that again.
The general website, the English language website for Dr. Homer's work is www.learninggnm.com. And my email address, if you wish to contact me directly, is john@learninggnm.com.
And your website is?
www.learninggnm.com.
Okay, good. All right. for those of you who would like to connect with me, you can connect with me at thetoothisfunny.com. Next Wednesday, I will have Mark Kettenbach again, and we will be energetically shifting and taking calls from callers. And I also wanted to say I'm very pleased to be on Dr. Pat's radio show on June 26th, and on June 8th, I'm actually hosting her show, or not June 8th, July 8th, and so I'm really looking forward to that, and if people are interested in Mark Kettenbach's and my seminars coming up in Vancouver, and the free demos in September. There's a free demo on September 10th and 11th, and then also there's the seminar on the 12th, 13th, and 14th of September, and you can go to energeticupgrade.com for that information. John, before we go here, I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming on the show and for sharing this really valuable information. And I just thought you might have one last thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners.
Let me see now. First of all, thank you for having me, Colette. This has been a real pleasure. And I'd love to do it again live so that we can maybe spend more time taking calls.
Awesome. Yeah. And so thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next week and make some more shift happen.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Join Women of Wisdom and Mankind Project June 28th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the men and women of the new paradigm, Unearthing the Shadow with Kate Montana and William Keepin, with Cynthia Bricks of Gender Reconciliation in Redmond. A day to share with each other what it means to be women and men, fully embracing who we are, respecting the differences, and sharing our common humanity. Register now. Call 206-782-3363 or visit womenofwisdom.org.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Stiek Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Join Women of Wisdom and Mankind Project June 28th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the Men and Women of the New Paradigm, Unearthing the Shadow with Kate Montana and William Keepin, with Cynthia Bricks of Gender Reconciliation in Redmond. A day to share with each other what it means to be women and men, fully embracing who we are, respecting the differences, and sharing our common humanity. Register now. Call 206-782-3363 or visit womenofwisdom.org.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week.
Want to begin to develop your own intuitive skills? It's easier than you might think. Make it a deliberate practice for yourself this month to trust your intuition.
For this week, or for a real challenge these next 28 days, make an effort to follow every single hunch you have. Heed every gut reaction, no matter what it is.
Journal for yourself about the intuitive experiences you have, and remember to highlight any validation about them after the fact. Soon, you'll become an intuitive powerhouse, able to make even better decisions in the moment.
And if you want to really build your skills, get my Psychic Gym Handbook or attend a Psychic Gym event. For more information or to schedule a session, visit davidzarza.com. That's davidzarza.com. Or call 206-920-9409. Once again, that's 206-920-9409.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow. Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.